just literally finished listening to a Gary V YouTube video, and he said, as soon as you finish this, sign up for Anchor. And I did.
Okay. So see, I have been listening to a podcast, and within that podcast, they were like, you need to be using Anchor. And I was like, what? Like, they're like, that's the way to get started. And I'm like, we'll see. So I literally signed up, and I'm now kind of checking stuff out and kind of have added myself into a couple of these groups, trying to see what it's actually about.
How long have you been on?
This is probably day two. This is the first actual conversation I've had, though, because they like it shows that pop up where it's like, oh, somebody's willing to join that conversation. And then you click it, and if you're not fast enough, you don't win.
Oh, okay. I haven't experienced that yet. Thanks for the heads up, though.
Yeah. No, I've tried to jump into a couple, and they either A, like right before it starts, it ends, the other person jumps out, or B, you start it, and then all of a sudden it just restarts you through that waiting process of, you're like, oh, nobody's actually here.
So can I ask you, is it that you can't have multiples? It's a one-on-one, so like only two can enter the conversation, do you know?
Okay, so actually that's weird, because if you have started the podcast yourself, you can 100% add in people, but only from your contacts. So like if you were to call some people, you could like double up the chat or whatever. But as far as these chats go, I have not ever had anyone else jump in. I've never seen more than one person.
Very interesting. Okay, so I literally just signed up like 2 minutes ago.
Then you're already killing it. I mean, 2 minutes ago and already 2 minutes in to this conversation, I mean.
Yeah, it took me about 30 seconds to connect with you after I signed up. So I'm like, wow, that was.
Yeah, that's solid right there.
So can you share a little bit about why you want to start a podcast and like what you're currently doing that might benefit from a podcast?
So, okay. Question one, I can answer super easily. I have been listening. So at my job, it's pretty, as best I can put it, is mindless. You kind of plug something into your ears, and the job itself, you have a pretty solid hold of. And so I had a friend recommend podcasts, and I was like, well, you know what? Why not?
So wait, understanding you, Jesse? You can like listen to podcasts while you're at work?
Yes, you are 100% understanding that. It's okay, the greatest thing ever.
You're killing me.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't deal with people. I actually put headphones in, and over top of that, I put earmuffs to block out the noise so I can actually hear. So it's I honestly, I love what I do, but it's pretty easy to get away with just listening to music. And then somebody was like, you know what? You should listen to podcasts. They kill the time way better. So I started listening to podcasts, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like, how have I never done this? To the point where literally I work a 40-hour week, and minus my half-hour breaks, so, you know, 2.5 hours a week out of the 40, I'm listening to a podcast. And I was like, I tend to lean towards comedy, the funnier stuff, but I've jumped around so much now that I was like, I could do that. And so from there, just kind of was like, where do I start? And looking into the starting point, a lot of people recommend Anchor as that start, kind of jump off.
Interesting.
But as far as what I do and how I would lead it into a podcast, I actually don't have a reason I still, like, in my bio, I'm like, I don't even have a niche yet.
Okay. So it's kind of like podcasting for podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally, I'm like, personally, I think some of the stuff I say is funny. But when you try to be funny without anyone else around you, you're like, can I laugh at my own jokes? Like, what are we really doing? And so this kind of gave me that leap point to where I can jump in, talk to a random person, and kind of have that, oh, well, this is fun. Like, let's see where this goes.
I guess, I mean, there's plenty of comedians out there that, you know, just talk about everyday life and make it funny. So if you have some interesting encounters in regular life, you could probably just talk about those if you have a way of, you know, making it humorous.
Yeah. And see, I'm like, there's definitely multiple times where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. I got to share it. And then there's the same time where you're like, oh, this is funny to me and that person.
Oh, well.
How do I make this funny without completely evolving it into a horrible lie that didn't happen just to make sure that it is funny to everyone?
Something tells me that if it's funny to you, it's probably funny to a lot of people. You just aren't around those people, so you just don't know it. But I mean, I could be wrong.
That's actually solid. I actually like that.
Yeah, I think maybe that's your podcasting for podcasting niche. You're looking for the other five people who think what you think is funny is funny. I don't know. Or the other 500,000 could be.
Yeah, that is very true.
Are you showering? Just kidding.
No, there's raining hardcore, and I okay. just stepped out onto the lanai. And I was just like, kidding. I wonder if this is going to be super loud out here. Because I literally, like, as I walked out here, I was like, oh, crap, it's loud. So, no, I'm not showering. I'm not making this weird.
Sorry. That's yeah. just me being sarcastic. I was really just kidding. So, I guess, for me, if I can share a little bit, I actually, I told you I'm in California, I'm in San Francisco, and I actually am kind of the exact opposite of you. Interestingly, I have a job that requires every brain cell functioning at full capacity for all 10 hours of my 10-hour days at work. So I come home and I don't have much left over for other thinking and projects, but being, you know, kind of the type A needs a passion project, can't just be happy going to work. I am trying and working on, well, I shouldn't say trying, I am starting a blog and a t-shirt line. And so for me, I thought about getting into kind of podcasting to just learn more about blogging and more about business.
Listen.
And to kind of share experiences with folks and, you know, share the experience of what it's like to try to get something like this off the ground, because I think you have a whole new appreciation for it when you start trying to do it. For anybody who thinks, you know, people who are making content or influencing or, you know, working on social media and that it's easy or lazy, I have news for them. just trying to put a logo together is like been a 100-hour project.
I mean, so. A lot of these podcasts that most people listen to, like the top podcasts, what people don't realize is just because you've started listening to them, before they made it big, they had sometimes 3 and 4 years of just podcasting with no revenue, no customers coming in, no people listening to their podcast. Just, I mean, years of trying it. Granted, you see that rare every now and then, like they start up and all of a sudden it's big right now. But for the most part, it is work. It is that ability to start and not stop. Even if you're not getting anywhere or anything new, you're like, nope, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah, I think for me right now, I mean, eventually it would be nice if podcasting or some of these other avenues would drive traffic to my blog or to my t-shirt line.
I was going to say, so you have a blog, you have a, do you have a website then that you sell your t-shirt?
So on? I have a domain name. I'm kind of working on the infrastructure for my website right now. And I have a few designers working on my t-shirts and one working on my logo. So I've been working on the concept for about 2 years, and I really started getting into the actual infrastructure and the building of it probably in the last like 6 to so months. So I have, you know, a bunch of people that are kind of working on different aspects of it for me right now. And I literally am figuring it out as I go. I don't have like a friend who has a successful blog or a successful t-shirt line, or it's really just a passion project for me. And I'm kind of enjoying the process of it. So I don't really, because I do have a day job and, you know, it's not really a situation where this has to pay my bills. So it's like make it or break it. So I'm kind of trying to enjoy the process of it too. But I mean, I think, you know, like I said, you get a whole new appreciation for what it is. And right now I think it would be great if podcasting could connect me with folks who are either similar to me and kind of in the infancy, and we could kind of share the, lessons learned or, you know, some best practices that we have come up with, and then, you know, eventually get kind of more followers to convert over to actually reading my content. That would be ideal for me. So Gary V, literally just
recommend
said,
I mean, if you don't have a website, like I get that you're working on one, but if it's not up and running, I would go ahead and share your vlog right now or your blog. Go ahead and share how people can get to that. That way, anytime you jump into these conversations, whenever they share them, even if they get one or two listeners, now your blog's out there. You've got one or two more people who might jump over there and check that out real quick.
Well, so I don't have a vlog as in V like Victor. I don't vlog.
I know, I tried to correct that. I'm like, it's not vlog. You said blog.
Yeah.
But what's your, like, how can we get to your blog page? How would we find it?
Well, so my website is kindheartrebel.com. That said, if you go there right now, you will see a website that is being built and it doesn't have any content. So it probably won't be able to be launched until about October. That's kind of my launch deadline for myself. So I haven't been sharing it. I haven't shared it on my Instagram or anything like that yet because it's still kind of in its infancy.
Okay. But you have an Instagram. So let's hear that. Throw that out there.
Well, I do have an Instagram, but it's my personal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to be able to publicize something here. I mean, we get to.
So what I'm hearing, Jesse, is I shouldn't have gotten on Anchor until my blog was up and running and my Instagram was up and running.
I completely agree with jumping in, trying to figure stuff out. But what I'm saying is, like, this kind of conversation, we can finish to save and post. So I could post this conversation. You could post this conversation. And, oh, it looks like we're about to run out of time. However, I would definitely have something that you can source people to. Granted, I do not. I can't give a shout out to any websites or anything like that. But you are way
further. Well, I can give a shout out to my personal Instagram, which is Crown Jewels, crown with an E on the end. Jewels, just like it sounds. My name, Julie, J-U-L-E-S.
Oh my gosh. No, you got to simplify this by a long shot.
I have to simplify the name.
Oh yeah. Crown, C-R-O-W-N-E, Jewels, J-U-E-L-I-E-S.
J-U-L-E-S. So Before we end, because we only have 5 seconds, keep in mind, it's my personal. It's not a business. Quick, quick, quick.